This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Whose phone rang? Oh, put him on.
Who is it?
Bill Dance.
Is it really?
So what is the caller ID says?
Bill Dance, what are you doing?
This is the coolest moment of my life.
He's funny. I'm making duck calls. What are you doing?
He's making duck calls.
I am sitting here. You are live on a podcast.
Bill Dance is on this podcast.
I'm live on a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, that's great to hear.
What have you been catching, Bill Dance?
What you been catching?
I caught a crappie, and when I caught it, I thought about you.
Well, there you go.
Bass fishing, you caught a crappie?
Yeah, I caught a crappie on a bass lure, and I said, oh, boy, look at the size of this crappie. John Godwin would just love this.
I would. I would. Probably a black crappie.
You're doing a podcast? What are you talking about, duck hunting? Or?
Oh, we listening to you now.
Are you talking about Si?
Yeah, Si's right over in front of me.
Oh, tell him I said hello.
Right back at you.
Bill Dance just said hello.
Right back at you. Right
back at you.
Yeah.
Y'all pick on poor size so bad.
Hey, we love him. That's why we pick on him.
Everybody loves Si.
Yeah.
But listen, I'll talk to you soon, and give me a holler when you finish up. And y'all take care, and enjoy talking and being with you on your podcast.
All right.
See you, Mr. Bill Dance.
Thank you, buddy.
Enjoy all right.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye, buddy.
John Godwin, you're the coolest person I've ever met in my life.
He just called you buddy. He thought you were somebody's kid.
Oh, that's fine. Bill Dance just calls Godwin on a Monday morning just to say, how's it going?
Oh, he got an idea. He wanted to run by Godwin.
He's got an idea.
I'm so happy right now.
I just wonder what it is.
I'm very happy.
Your day is made.
You just made my day, Godwin, because you are the coolest person ever, because Bill Dance just calls you because he got an idea.
If I hadn't.
And he thinks about you from time to time.
Yeah, he texts me all the time.
He caught a crappie and thought of you. Godwin, did you ever think Bill Dance would think about you? How many mornings do you watch him on TNN?
A lot.
And how many times have you seen him catch a bass under 3 pounds?
Never.
That's what I'm talking about.
He's Bill Dance.
He's got a good editor.
Bill Dance.
And, he's got access to the hottest holes everywhere.
Oh, yeah. He is a nice guy.
Well, when you're Bill Dance, I mean, he called Godwin and we stopped everything we were doing. He's a legend. Well, you get the hottest holes, you get the respect.
Normally, I'm like Godwin, your phone's ringing because he don't feel it or hear it.
Yeah.
But I looked over there and saw Bill Dance. I said, no, you need to answer that.
Yeah, we weren't even recording technically. Yeah. We were just getting ready to. And then that happened. And
yeah, roll on two on that deal.
When legends start calling. Well, he's basically the Phil Robertson fishing.
Luke Bryan wrote a song about him.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I mean, he ain't ever wrote no song about me.
Hey, and not only that.
He might have wrote one about you, but it's on the early stuff.
Yeah. The boy is from Tennessee.
Yep. He's a Vol.
I should have worn my Bill Dance hat today. Had I known he was calling, I would have.
Hey. Yeah. He has arguably sold more Power T merchandise than the university has.
And he's definitely sold more fishing bait probably than any human being to ever live.
What he's going to talk to you about.
Jesus.
I'm telling you. What? Either a fishing bait, he's got an idea on a new fishing bait, or a fishing trip.
It's that's a fishing trip. He'll just make the bait.
Yeah. Well, we might be both.
I mean, it's kind of a redneck freak out moment. Now, look, I've been a lot of places where we do a lot of the same expos and stuff, right? And I've sat and talked to Bill, and he is always taking his time out of whoever comes up there gets 100% from Bill Dance. Oh, yeah. I don't care if you're that tall or if you're that tall. And I actually, after seeing that, have tried to model myself after that in those situations. Like, mate, you got 2 minutes probably to make an impression on somebody. And that guy right there, Bill Dance, is the one who showed me that.
Yep.
Bill.
I think he – was he also the one that told you about never pass a bathroom? Because, boy, that's a true statement.
No, that was Roland.
I knew it was one of them old fishermen. Yeah. I knew it was – and that one has turned out to be true, too. Don't you ever – once you pass 30, don't you ever pass a bathroom.
Ever.
If you think you even got an inkling to go. Because you don't know, with doing what we do at them shows and stuff, you don't know when your next time is going to be to use the restroom.
Hey, the coolest thing Roland did was that when he was deep sea fishing, he had a 120-pound tarpon up against the boat, okay, that he had fought for like 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then guess what ate this 120-pound tarpon?
Oh, hammerhead.
A hammerhead shark.
Seen it?
And hey.
Bahia Honda, baby.
Bahia Honda Bridge. I have fished there with Roland's son, and so has Goblin.
Yeah, you got to get him in before you cross the old bridge.
That was the most amazing, because he turned just and stuck his face in the camera and said, "Tell me you got that." He said, "Folks, that was a 120-pound tarpon, and he ate it like it was a 2-inch shiner."
Man, it's wild we get to do this stuff. Because, like, that was my childhood, waking up on Saturday mornings
watching
TNN. Nashville Network. Yeah. Like, that don't exist no more.
The Nashville Network.
What kind of got me when I got to go catfishing with him. We was catching bait. And so he got in the other boat. He just got in there. He said, "Here, drive my boat." I'm sitting here. I'm thinking, I'm driving Bill Dance's boat.
Yeah.
The one went on a joyride.
Yeah, the one that he's won tournaments in.
Oh, man, it was pretty awesome.
Well, I'm going to tell my friends that I have a friend that just talked to Bill Dance.
No, you had a conversation with Bill.
He called me buddy.
He called you buddy.
Yeah. There you go.
He said, "Bye, buddy."
Bye, buddy. That's cool. Well, and he's up there with, like, Phil, because he paved the way for all, like, and Si, like, guys like that paved the way for us to be able to work in hunting and fishing, which is a hobby.
Yeah.
And I don't get to fish for a living, but I get to talk about it, and I get to sell stuff about it. And Bill Dance is a big reason why you can be successful in that.
Well, you go to work every day and you look at stuff that's got his signature. I mean, that's real talk.
I'm trying I don't know, man. His face might be in the store more than Bill Dance's at this point. I don't know.
Well, that's local flavor. You're just trying to get him shopping. If Bill Dance lived here, you'd have a monument up there. You'd have a concrete statue in front.
You're talking about paving the way. This is a cool story. Way back when they still fishing tournaments, Bill told the guy, Ranger guy, who
Forrest
was that?
Wood.
Yeah, Forrest. He told him, he said, "I want a 2-tone boat. I want a blue on top and white on the bottom." And Forrest told him, "There ain't nobody going to buy no 2-tone boat." Now look at them. They all got it covered.
Yeah, all of them got it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild, man. It is cool. Yeah, without people like Bill Dance, none of us have a job. Yeah. Like, I mean, fishing is just something you do, and you go buy the tackle from the gas station.
Well,
like,
they grew the industry that we work in much. Like,
they made fishing cool. He made fishing cool, just like Phil made duck hunting cool. All because they decided to strap a TV camera on and go record whatever happened.
And they both don't take themselves too seriously. Now, Phil's very serious, but
he'll laugh at himself. He knows when to laugh at himself.
And Bill falling out of
water. Bill got so many bloopers. I mean, arguably, his most watched videos are the bloopers.
Yeah.
From the trailer hitches to the wall snaps.
Breaking poles.
Breaking the seat, like setting a hook and he falls backwards out the boat. Like, I mean, I've seen them all. And I still laugh. And the man hates a snake, apparently.
Who does? I'm right there with him on that.
He don't like them.
Me and him are brothers on that one, boys.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And I thought I had big news today. Man, never mind.
All right. Yeah, we peaked.
Goblin stole my thunder. But to give you a hint, Mine has to do with this hat I got on. But we'll be back right after this.
We
Let's take our first break
today.
You know what's legendary? Protecting your family.
That's a very important thing to do, Martin, because you don't know what's going to happen to you tomorrow.
Guaranteed.
And you got two kids.
I got a couple of five-month-olds that are going to eat mama out of house and home if something were to happen to me. So that's why it's important to get life insurance. And our friends at Fabric by Gerber Life help make that a lot easier.
Because it ain't easy, so you need help.
Well, and it ain't like you got a lot of time either. So if you can do a one-stop shop for all things life insurance, why wouldn't you do it? The folks over at Fabric make it that easy because Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. And when you got youngins running around, Godwin, remember, sometimes 10 minutes all you got, like before you got to do something else. I mean, they keep you on your toes. You got like seven kids now. Si got two with how many grandkids
eight
grandsons. Wow. So, I mean.
That's a lot.
It just, you look up and the day's gone. So you need something you can do quick, easy, and that's where Fabric by Gerber Life makes it that simple for you. Fabric's new lower prices can mean potentially significant savings over other providers with great quality policies like $1 million in coverage for less than $1 a day. Look, life insurance sometimes get a bad rap for being complicated, but Fabric makes it easy to apply with its seamless digital experience. It's all online and on your time. And if you need extra support, Fabric's team of licensed insurance agents can answer questions along the way. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply, see your quote, and then personalize your quote to fit your family's needs. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Look, Fabric is partnered with Gerber Life, trusted by millions of families like yours for over 50 years. They have over 1,600 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, so you know they're a great company. Fabric has a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can cancel anytime. Fabric was specifically designed to give parents like you affordable term life insurance, plus wheels, access to college saving funds, and more, all in one place in an easy online experience. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/duck. That's meetfabric.com/duck. MEET fabric.com/duck. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunchy?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com, and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
He eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin, with the Snack Kings. What you got? By nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
Well, hey, give us snacks.
I can't help it.
We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just peeled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Real good.
A bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody. As is proof here, everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We on a 5-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango,
almonds,
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecans.
They got some good pizza flour too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but
no. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/nuts. So go check out all the delicious options at nuts.com/nuts. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/nuts.
They're delicious.
My news also comes from the great state of Tennessee.
We have peaked. Uh-oh. We're not technically sponsored by Little Debbie, which is peaking.
Oh, and this talking is to terrible. Bill Dance.
Godwin. I'm sorry you're here for this.
Godwin said this is terrible.
I can't even pick it up with one hand.
Okay, he said this is terrible.
Oh, my.
Here's what I know.
Do you realize how much I love them things?
There's some brownies.
What?
No, brownies out.
Put them into.
There's some Swiss cake rolls.
Snack
Swiss
bracket, cake. Baby.
Oh, ooh,
them are good there.
With the strawberry?
Oh, there. Oh. I love these things.
Yeah, these things are bad.
Butterfly cake.
Look, you can peel
what
the
are you
chocolate
talking about?
Off
hold
them.
On, hold on.
Throw them here. Silas Merritt said, throw them here.
Throw them here.
Easter basket cakes.
This is.
Let me see.
What is an Easter basket? Oh, that's like a Christmas tree cake in the shape of an Easter basket.
Ain't that awesome?
I apologize beforehand, John.
Easter marshmallow puffs.
What? Martin is digging, y'all. And just so we're clear,
I'm puffed.
We are not sponsored by these people
no,
in any
not
way.
A puff.
But if you want to.
And last but not least, chocolate Easter basket.
Oh, let me see. Now.
We've definitely peaked.
This
guys.
Is it right here. I love you.
Anyway, that is from our friend Sierra.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sierra, your little Debbie girl, because we read her email on the podcast.
Why didn't she send this last year?
If any,
I'd be gnawing
Johnny
on him
D,
right
I
now.
I need you to do a little more research in the email. If this is what it, if all we got to do is read emails to get treats like this, look at Si. He
does
said, he said, oh, look
That's
at
my
him. He
favorite.
Got his eyes closed. Look
That's,
at him.
Oh,
are my, these that good?
My man's absolutely. Having an experience. Oh. I've never had one of the strawberry.
Would
one.
You like? I,
no,
I don't
I'm
want
good.
Both.
I'm good right
but
now.
But I do. I got to know. So I'm going to.
Oh,
you
look
want
at it.
You want that. I promise.
A sweet. It smells. I can smell the strawberry.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
Oh, no. This is heavenly.
I guarantee.
Is this a two biter or just put the whole thing in your mouth?
Just go for it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you? But now check it out. What about a big glass of cold milk?
Mm. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry you had to be here, buddy.
I'm enjoying watching them.
Hey, John, that's what
I'm talking about, yeah. So I know.
Now, I ain't never had this.
The veterans the veterans know how to eat them.
But I'm going to have it again.
Si, did you have that knife to cut that, or if somebody tried to take it
from
you?
Do you want a third one?
No, somebody tried
it. I had that for protection.
Do you want the third one?
I want it.
No, I'm good right now.
Golly.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Who sent that?
Sierra, our
Sierra.
Little Debbie girl.
She's our,
thank
we
you,
have a
Sierra.
Personal little Debbie girl now.
Oh, Godwin, I'm sorry. They did send something sugar-free. You can have a hat, too.
Awesome.
There you go, buddy. So,
Thank you very much.
Oh, but, this is amazing.
Little Debbie.
And for all you people in the comments that's going to judge us and call us fat rednecks, you're right.
Bring it
it's
back.
Okay.
You're absolutely
you know,
right.
They're
sign
full of,
me up.
They're full of processed goodness and a little bit of Jesus' tears in here, I can guarantee you.
You know,
so.
You know it's real good when you do this.
Oh,
Si
yeah, that's the favorite.
Rapper. Look at
that's how a veteran does it, right there. Veterans know what to do.
Is Little Debbie an actual person?
If she is, she didn't eat her own snack cakes. Because she'd be Big Debbie. Because they are that good. Hey, we'll save these for McMillan. He was the one all about marshmallows, right?
There you go.
He was wanting the peeps
He's
and all
a marshmallow
that, man.
Guy.
So. Let him have them.
Okay, so Little Debbie is the granddaughter of the founder of Little Debbie. That's cool.
Oh, it's kind
of
like Wendy's then, right? Wasn't that Dave Thomas's granddaughter or daughter or something? He named his little burger joint after that, and he got what you got today.
I don't know, but
here, stick this right
of other things I do no, love and enjoy, Wendy's is on the list. Wendy's is good.
It is not bad.
Have we ever gone into the full discussion of the double stack from Wendy's?
The old days when you could eat for like $4.
Two double stacks, Biggie Fry, Biggie Coke with West Monroe's tax rate in 2005 was $4.77.
Yeah.
Know it by heart.
Yeah.
Christmas came early this year.
Mm. No, it's Easter.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, them Christmas cakes.
And Christmas.
Yeah. Sierra.
I don't know how
if
we
y'all
get...
run that Christmas in July thing again, holla at your boy.
You it's oh, technically your good. Job now.
Yeah, just say it. You signed yourself our Little Debbie girl.
Also,
we take that seriously.
So the corporate people at Little Debbie, Sierra just got y'all a fantastic ad, so she deserves a raise.
If I didn't have the sugar, and so I could put you in another tax bracket.
I hope one day we come in here and it's like we're all wearing Little Debbie stuff, and it's like clearly that we're sponsored by them finally.
Absolutely.
I want a Little Debbie basketball jersey.
I'll stand by my statement, too. Little Debbies are the one things that don't need W sauce. They are the one thing that, that does not need W sauce to make it better.
It's after the W
but
sauce.
Don't dare me to have a good time.
Now, I will take a dare. But I'm just saying, you don't need it to make it better like you do other things. So that's...
That strawberry Swiss roll is fire, son.
You know, oh, man, look, there's an, ad for, there's an ad for Dollywood on the back of this one. Keep... They know their people.
Art, I dare you.
What? To dip it in W sauce? Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Hey, pour some in that cup over.
Oh, well, this is my water.
There's a cup behind you that ain't
cup
been used.
Cup behind. Here we go.
Which one you want me to dip there, Producer Hunter? When
you
I dip, you dip.
The one this
well, the one
open.
You're going to eat when this podcast is over.
I don't want to ruin that strawberry when I ain't ever had it.
Hey,
I don't want fire.
I
don't
used to love
A1
sauce. Oh, no, refrigeration not necessary.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's good.
I didn't know that.
No, pour a little in that cup.
I wonder what that tastes on a grapefruit.
It'll probably, where's the one, the butterfly? Because I can just dip a wing in it. Ooh. See?
He's going to have a no thank you
I
portion.
I just took a swig of that good? W Ooh. Sauce, and I've also recently eaten a Little Debbie. I don't think this is going to go as well as you hope.
Oh, no. Yes, it is.
I said it. All I said is they don't need it to make it better.
Oh, but
so here we go.
But trust me, it'll be okay.
Oh, I smell it.
Oh, no, trust me.
There is
okay.
such thing as two good things that don't go together.
How much sugar's them things got in them?
They'll be
all right. Mm. Mm. I just need to taste it without
is that
it first.
Good?
That's right.
Oh, I smell that Debbie sauce. Ooh. It smells good.
Oh, it is good.
So here you go, Hunter. There's your visual so that you know I'm not lying.
He ain't lying.
There it is.
That is a Worcestershire.
It's very interesting.
He's not making a face, though. You're not making a bad face.
No, you ain't making no bad face.
Look, he's looking at
it.
He's fixing to dip another dip.
It don't work.
No.
It don't work?
No, he's going to go without it.
Well.
Oh, but there ain't no sugar. You want a shot?
No.
It is delicious.
That's good. But it don't go with cake.
That's right. It don't go with cake.
Now you
it's much
You got me wanting to cook
That's
a steak.
That's for steak, not for cake.
Yeah.
You heard it here first, people. Also, we shouldn't have to tell
Beef
you that.
Gobble.
It goes Sorry. With Goodwill.
Ooh.
Y'all remember when Bill Dance
What's
called?
39 divided by 2?
I don't
19
know.
And a half. There's 19 and a half grams of sugar in that.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm out.
Well, just so you don't have to look at it. Let's take a break.
That's nice.
Hold up.
What?
Little Debbie's now in charge of Little Debbie. She grew up and took over.
Well, good for her.
She grew up and took over.
Good.
Debbie, just so you're wondering, we got a seat for you.
Her name's Deborah now.
Deborah. Okay,
she's
Deborah.
Matured.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
I really don't know how we're going to get better today than Bill Dance and Little Debbie.
We can try.
Two American icons.
Right,
there should be a bracket of American icons. And Bill Dance, he's definitely like a 5 or 6 seed.
I would write him in to go on Rushmore.
Of the whole thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I would, but are we allowed to?
He will fish from daylight. Till dawn.
I mean, obviously, I
right
would.
Now,
yeah.
And he's on Fishing's Mount Rushmore. Who is? There we go. Who's on Fishing's Mount Rushmore? Jesus Ooh. Christ, Bill Dance.
Who threw that net over, Peter?
Peter, but only because Jesus told him to. He was just taking instruction.
Yeah, Jesus was the original live scope.
That's right.
There you go.
He said, "Chuck it over here."
Forward facing sonar, baby.
Yeah, he didn't even have to be in the water to see forward.
I wonder if people talked. Well, people talked about him too. They didn't like him either.
Yeah, and they couldn't get him on the front of their boat.
Mm-hmm. People don't like
couldn't afford him.
There was a couple people just sitting on the bank going, "That's cheating.
Yeah. That's cheating. We need to go back to the basics."
That's right. Tell them don't talk with your mouth full and pass that ketchup over.
And the fry.
Oh, Fishing's Mount Rushmore. Bill's there.
Bill, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird one because they change so much throughout the decades and like as time goes
Roland Martin, got to be on the conversation.
Conversation, yes.
Kevin Van Dam, got to be in the conversation.
No, KVD's up there.
He's on it.
Yeah, he's KVD's Tiger Woods of fishing.
But like, there's another one we have to mention because he had the best jingle.
Oh.
Orlando Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
That jingle.
Stop wishing and go fishing?
With the Orlando Wilson fishing show.
Yeah, he was. I remember when I'd watch Orlando Wilson, he had on that Braves cap. He was like Bill. But he was the first man I ever saw like reeling left-handed. And I was like, man, people use that hand to fish with? I'd never. It
he
blew my mind.
He was before his time.
Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, yeah, KV. But you'd have to like talk about like Forrest Wood, like Goblin was saying. Yeah. Founder of Ranger Boats, Ray Scott.
Absolutely, yep. Ray Scott.
You know.
Some fishing show.
Ball, ball, ball.
That makes you want to get up and do a jig, don't it?
That was a jingle, man.
That makes me want to get a can Coca-Cola and one of Mamaw's biscuits and sit there on Saturday morning watching TNN. So. Mm-hmm. Watching it from like 8 o'clock.
I guess you, Hank Parker.
Hank Parker. I mean, there's just... You know, I would assume that before it's all said and done, Jacob Parker Wheeler's going to be up there.
You probably there's a man that is technically competition. You probably got to throw Johnny Morris a bone.
Oh, Johnny, yeah.
He probably needs to be up there. Thank you for all you've done, Johnny.
Yeah, big Johnny.
Coming for you.
Yeah.
Not really. I'll be at 2916 North 7th Street if you need me.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so I mean, there's some big players in it. I just, who
It'd
knows,
be a
maybe.
Big mountain.
But I'd say Bill is arguably at the top of said mountain, though.
You might not have a Mount Rushmore. You might just have a Bill Dance statue.
Yeah.
There's not four. There's just Bill Dance. And yeah. I think everybody else would say, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know anybody, even the egos that drive that have a problem with Bill.
No.
Like, they're all like, yeah, he's super cool.
He's like, Bill Dance.
Yeah. You think?
He called me one time and... I didn't answer or wasn't around and he left a message for about 5 minutes. He just went on talking about shooting rats at the dump and that's what they's gonna use for bait catfishing.
Yeah. Rats?
Yeah.
See?
They're going to Ohio.
The man loves it. At 80, what did we discover he was? 84? 82?
I'm not even sure.
I don't know.
He's in his
80s. 84. Yeah. 84?
Yeah.
82, yeah. I knew it was a low even number. I just couldn't remember if it was the 2 or the 4.
Oh, he still needs a fishing license in Louisiana by 2 months.
No, you don't, Bill. No. I got you.
I got you.
No. Send me a picture of your driver's license. I'll go to the honey hole. I got you. Well, you don't have to buy anything.
No, he ain't after 60, you ain't got to have squat.
$5.
Doodly.
No, you do.
$5.50.
No, but if you're born before June of 1940, you don't even have to have that. You just go fishing. If you've made it that long, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
June, and I support it.
I do too.
They don't think you're dangerous anymore.
Harmless as a hill ham.
Uh-oh.
Were you born?
That mean, hey, I'm
You was born in 46?
48.
48.
Oh, that make him pay.
$5.50.
$5.50.
Well, for everything.
One thing I was going to do since you said I could do anything. Shoot Woody's on the roost.
Oh, boy.
We're not there yet.
I got a couple of them for you. You just tell me when, old
I'm
man.
Telling you.
I still know where them are.
Everything that is fun, the government outlaws.
Yeah.
It's kind of true.
Them things are good eating, them Woodies.
Man alive. What a day.
That's one of the prettiest ducks there is a Woody.
What a day.
You can catch a fish with him. You can eat him.
No. You talking about that. I used to, kill them in wintertime, pull the top notch out all in one thing, mm-hmm. Then take a number 6 hackle hook.
Yep.
And
that's right.
Put glue on it,
mm-hmm.
Put it on there and do it. And look, and when you do it, you fluff it. And when you pull it, it slicks down like Elvis Presley's hair. Okay.
Making him a homemade string.
Oh, no, yeah. When you pull it, when it stops, it goes. And then. And when it does that.
What was that last part?
Yeah, when it does that, it's wham.
Yeah.
Them bass eat it up.
And then you do this.
Got him.
Oh, no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll run 100 yards. You'll see just a weight coming.
We should go fishing.
Let's do it. I can't go till in a minute.
Till in a minute.
I can't go till 6:15.
I looked out there. I went fishing the other day.
It'll
I looked
still
out there,
be daylight.
I looked out there coming down the pond. I see old white goatee. I said, well, look at there. There's Johnny Godwin. He out here, too.
Johnny G.
Look at Johnny G. I said, boy, there ain't a lot going on that Tuesday at Duck Commander.
All the conditions are too right.
Yeah.
Hey, all you got to know about Godwin in a boat is it's going to go fast.
Oh, that's how I knew. I saw that rooster tail coming. I saw a rooster tail coat with a white goatee. I knew who it was.
Yeah.
I didn't have to ask no more questions. I just stood up there doing this. Okay. And then he finally saw me. He come over here and we sat there and talked for a little bit.
Where were you?
On Caney.
Caney Lake.
Yeah.
Caney.
Looking around. I was still breaking in my engine.
Yeah, that was a tough bite that day.
Oh, buddy, wasn't it? But
hey. Weather's weird, man. It was 28 this morning.
Yeah, I know. It's like spring
cold
said,
in the
up.
Morning.
Is it? I ain't going nowhere. So
it's wild.
I think so. It's going to be 27 tonight.
Do you have the heat on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's got the heat on in the summer.
Shoot, at the store, we went and took all the winter stuff, put it up, put out swimsuits, and then, hey, it's 27. I'm like, well, I'm a moron.
Well, let's go put it back out.
No, don't put it back out.
Just put it in spring.
Just put it in a clearance pile.
We're committed to the spring.
Yeah, once that yellow gets on your vehicle, there ain't no going back.
It's here.
Yeah. And it is wild.
Well, hey,
weather.
Wednesday
it's
gonna be 70. So,
day I leave.
Where are you going?
We're good.
I gotta go to Knoxville, Tennessee.
You're leaving Knoxville?
Are you going to see your wife's family? Or you? No, she's in Nashville.
Going to Classic.
I gotta go to Bassmaster Classic.
Oh, that's where the gold's at.
Yeah,
that's where
the gold. I just left.
I gotta be on Rocky Top. But you know what would be super cool? I'm gonna be there when they play in the Sweet 16.
Ooh,
so that could be a fun town that night.
I'm rooting for them.
If they make it to the Elite Eight, that could be a fun town.
What y'all talking about?
Basketball.
Yep.
March Madness. March Madness.
You've been watching any basketball?
Hey, that's been crazy.
No, I ain't been watching.
We still got to do our snack bracket. That's coming soon.
Because all you powerhouses, colleges.
Gone.
They're gone.
Gonzo.
Well, they ain't much.
I know what you're talking about. Tennessee still there.
Well, hey, I'm telling you.
Yeah. We down, first weekend, we down to 2-1 seeds left. That's it.
That's it.
Two of them already at the house.
Yeah, all the rest of them are.
See ya.
Bye.
The Bassmaster Classic's like around the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Next
I'll
week.
Be there.
I ain't been paying attention to that.
I'll be there doing my thing.
I wish I was going.
Who you got winning it?
Where are they fishing?
Hackney.
Where are they fishing?
Mainly because I like Greg.
What lake are they fishing?
Loudoun and Tellico.
Louisiana.
Okay. Huh?
He's from Louisiana.
Oh. I was like, no, they in Tennessee.
They are in Tennessee.
Hackney's from Louisiana.
Yeah. No, I'm going for
Livesey.
Livesey? No, bad call.
Former ULM football player that almost got kicked off a team for shopping at the honey hole too much. As I got to.
Yeah.
He's a legend around the
honey hole.
Yeah. He would come to and shop for fishing stuff before going to football practice.
Arguably at ULM, that's just as important.
It's 6 a.m. And he was the only person ever on the injury report for a snake bite.
Really?
Cool. Got his bait hung up.
Did he ever do like Adam LaRoche would do and have that strained oblique, you know, right?
I hadn't got to talk to him much. It was before my time there. But there's some legendary stories about him in the old walls of the honey hole.
Because Adam, playing baseball, one of our owners of our sister companies, he would always pull something when baseball season and hunting season
combined.
Didn't coexist with one another.
Phil never figured that out. He just quit.
Yeah. By September 15th, you'd look on the injury report, Adam have a strained oblique. I'm like, what does that even mean? Like, he said, I don't know, but I had a deer hunt in Utah.
October 1st?
He said, I had a mule deer hunt in Utah. What'd you want me to do? I was like, hey, there you go. I like it.
Something pull.
Yeah, something pull. We ain't making the playoffs. Ain't no reason to stay here. So I can appreciate a man that keeps hunting in perspective of all things. That's a good one. But anyway, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
I flew into Knoxville. I had an event. And I got to fish chick, and it was pretty cool. Crappie fish, long lining.
Oh, you was in Chattanooga. Yeah, not Knoxville. Knoxville on up the road a little piece.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. About 2.5 hours up the road. I spend a lot of time in that state.
Tennessee, long.
It's long. Ain't very wide, but it's long.
Ain't very tall. It's wide. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's a lengthy state.
They got a lot of good fishing. I'm hung up on something
uh-oh,
over here.
Uh-oh. He's hung up, boys. He's hung up. He done got a thing about fishing. Done got hung up that brush top over
there. It happens.
I bet you I go this evening.
Uh-oh. He's going to see me. Oh, man. So what Godwin, you got anything coming up interesting? You going anywhere?
I'm going to the West Virginia Woods and Water Expo this weekend.
That's good. That's a good time.
I'm going to be there Saturday from 4 to
4 to 6 or something.
But y'all won't get to enjoy it because this is pre-recorded.
Well, we had to pre-record. What are they doing in here?
We're having a little construction done in the duck call room. So if y'all wonder, like, we're wearing the same clothes in some of these. We are having to make sure that we don't miss you guys' expectations of us. Y'all get mad when we got, like, a little gap in there. So we still got 2 a week coming. But they're going to actually put regulation carpet in here so that the sound is a little better. Nope. There's rumors so I may get a headset mic.
Oh, like, that's awesome.
They're trying to make it idiot-proof.
I'm going to miss
it. I don't know if they can pull it off.
I'm going to miss
it. We can do it.
Back
we can do it.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do it.
We're going to get you some leg and arm straps.
So we're upgrading the duck call room a little bit. Awesome.
I got to be honest with you. That sounds like we might actually keep doing this for longer.
We're going to do it as long as he's in that chair.
Hey, everywhere I go, so, people talk about the podcast.
People turn us off after.
I appreciate everybody listening. Amen. Sure
that's it. No, it is weird to go out and no longer hear Duck Dynasty references and hear hear podcast references. Bro, that is bizarre. It is
awesome. It's weird to stay in.
They come to your office.
Well, just people I know. They'll be like, oh man, when y'all said that on the podcast, I was like, you listen to that?
This is just a shout out to PBS. You. Hey. Start running something on the show again.
PBS?
Yeah.
PBS. When were we ever on
public,
there?
Public broadcast.
Oh, no, he's been steaming for a while. Tell him, Sam.
What happened?
They ain't
get
running
off the
nothing.
Podcast.
Oh.
They ain't running nothing.
No more new Planet Earth.
Yeah, no Planet Earth.
It's all reruns.
Which one's PBS? Planet Earth or Nature?
Nature.
Nature. No new natures.
It's weird that I knew that something. So quickly.
Yeah.
I need something to talk about.
PBS, we're running out of material.
That's right.
We're
running out of material. Yeah. PBS.
Spaghetti Westerns are all the same, right? The good guy wins in the end.
Yeah.
What episode is this? I don't even know.
228, is that right?
Wow. 228?
That's awesome.
About 50 more and we'll have my weight.
Hey, we're only like, we'll be to me by April. Of course, back when I lost weight, we'd already be past it.
Yeah.
I put some back on because people send little Debbies, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Then your wife makes sourdough pizzas for lunch.
Oh, yeah. Man. 228.
228. Hard to believe. Wow. But we want to make sure that we get them there for you, so that's why we're all here. It's a little pre-recorded.
That's kind of exciting because, I mean, we're not the people. There's some people that run all this, and they clearly – believe we're doing an okay job because they're putting some money into the room.
I requested a window. That got shut down. So they still don't want us to know what time of day it is out there. Still no window.
We can't have a window building duck calls either.
No.
I never had a window when I worked here.
I have never been in an office, and I've been in a bunch of them here, that had a window.
That had a window.
I can't see outside.
Well, what is this windowless? Does that mean the production is up because there's no window?
No, that just means they want you in here not knowing what time of day it is.
In the dark.
But I'm surprised Willie don't make us turn in our watch at the front
door.
Well,
what are they trying to make us? A bunch of mushrooms?
Must be.
Well, we are.
Don't know what.
We kind of looking like something.
Right. It's cloudy or
just at my waist region.
And it smells like something's breaking down in here. So,
But if we put a window right there, we could have like a weird live studio audience.
Yeah, that may even get weirder. Can we put like a painting of a window?
Yeah, let's do
that. Yeah, just put a fake
window. And like some days we can like slide the sun in behind it. Yeah. And like other days.
My TV's not working. Otherwise,
that's what we need. We have need to have an in-house photo we change all the time.
Yeah, so.
Already have that.
Uh-oh. Right. But that's not where a window would go. See, if we look through there, we're looking in the bathroom. We know better.
That's right.
Like, it's got to go on this wall.
That's right. It's got to go over where E3 is.
Because I don't want to see Si when he's in the restroom. He in there more than anybody else.
Oh, that reminds me. Have y'all seen?
Jesus.
No, no.
It took 37 minutes. Thank you, Jesus.
We remember this is classic.
Okay.
Look.
I believe you. Go with it, buddy.
Look, it shows a guy in a restroom, and he breaks out beef jerky and takes a bite.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom. And then, guess what?
Chicken squat.
No.
He uses a Cologuard.
Sasquatch.
Oh.
Shows Sasquatch comes into view, and then he's blowing urinals off of the wall taking the leak.
So Sasquatch clearly seen a new Jack Lynch commercial.
Hey, this is hilarious. If you haven't seen this, you need to see this because it is.
So what's the point of the commercial?
Huh? I was hoping for a lot stronger.
That reminds me.
Hold on, it is.
Is this a commercial or like
funny and all get out?
It's a newspaper cartoon or like a television commercial?
No, this is on TV.
Or is this from Harry and the Hendersons?
I'm not sure. Good movie. Has more cussing than you remember your childhood. Just a heads up.
That's because we always watch it on WGN.
Hey, trust me, when you see this, you will remember it.
That is not outside
here. That's not our part of the country.
I don't know how that happened.
We ain't got that much rock in the state of Louisiana, period.
Hey, that's pretty.
That's not the normal background. My computer's messing up.
I mean, I'd like to go there. You probably catch one off that point.
I'm on Pinterest. So now if I hit this.
Pinterest.
Fake window. Okay. Faux window.
Let's try that.
Okay. Fake window.
Yep.
That didn't work.
That worked.
I got nothing. Well, I tried to make y'all a window. But
Wander.
That was a weird turn. Oh, that reminds me.
Chicken. Yeah. What's that?
Nothing. That's just normally the best part of the show.
Yeah. And all we got was a Jack Lynx commercial.
Oh, yeah.
I clearly ain't seen.
Oh, you got to see it. It'll blow your mind.
Johnny D.
Hey, I can buy that picture we just saw, and it's a sticker for $61.88.
It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it, JD.
How big is it?
Doesn't say.
It ain't big.
Is it?
That ain't worth it.
Pinterest
24 by 8.
Godwin's counting cinder blocks.
He is, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Are they going to repaint the room?
I don't think that's going to get, is it? Maybe. You have a color in mind?
Well, no, because they need to do the research and put the right color up, and we'll be more productive. Okay? I've learned that from watching TV.
What have you learned?
You've learned how to be more productive from watching TV.
No, if you paint the room
sounds counterintuitive.
Color, productivity will go up.
What color?
You have to answer.
Johnny
ask,
D, what
ask
color?
The power.
Google what color.
That's right. It's more productive in the office.
Green?
It is green.
I thought I seen a deer cross down there.
So money. The color of money makes you more productive.
That's right. Seems to fit. That's common sense.
Yeah.
It's the color of our floors.
Think about money. Green.
This says red.
Green.
I think our floor used to be a parking lot. Because there's a yellow stripe over here got no business being here.
That's what pallets used to go there for. It was the pallet lines.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when I was in like the fourth grade, I drove a forklift around here stacking up songbooks.
Right color for more productivity.
Oh. Well, let's take our last break. We'll be back right after this.
I got emails.
Next Monday, I'm going waiting.
Wading.
Wading fishing?
I'll take Jared with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're going wading fishing?
Yes, sir.
Take Silas with
For
you.
For what?
Crappies.
For crappie?
Take Silas with
Where
you.
Where at?
Arkansas. About 3 hours away.
No, you ain't going to catch nothing that way.
Oh, here we go. He catch them every year that way.
No.
Not going to catch them.
No, never does. Johnny D.
Where you going, White River?
Oh, boy.
Mm-mm. Hello@duckcallroom.com.
Yeah.
This is what we talk about in the breaks.
Look, I need you to dig deep in that inbox and see if you can find us another Sierra.
I don't think I do. Hold on.
What are the other things? Hold on.
Somebody said something about donuts. Anyway.
No, not donuts. But there's no way to ship them hot.
All right. Well, here's a funny one. It's wild that we talked about Bill Dance for the first part of this.
Why?
Well, because I had this one dialed in before I even got here. It said, never meet your heroes.
Wrong.
In the subject line.
You need to choose a different hero.
This is saying people say, because you end up kind of disappointed. And then I was like, uh-oh. What if it's one of us?
Uh-oh.
Well, and that's why he sent this.
Oh, is he mad at us? What'd we do?
He said, I've heard it said that you should never Meet your heroes because you will always be disappointed. Jason from Lexington, South Carolina. But he says, that's not the case.
Not
with
the
John
case.
Godwin, baby.
Look at the mad catter.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Godwin?
Look, I got everybody to sign the table.
I was wondering what was sign the table. There.
I got everybody to sign the table.
Godwin's shirt matches his eyes. Look
sure
at him.
Does.
You look good, man.
I guarantee you just asked me.
Well, Jason, were you just in Lexington, South Carolina?
Was I?
I don't know.
Evidently, you had to be.
You were at the SC Sportsman's Classic, South Carolina Sport. Well, they met you at that at some point. Do you always get them to sign the table?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. On the events we do together, if the table has a cover over it.
They're signing it?
They are signing it.
Yeah. Well, I thought that was
he
cool.
He hands him a marker and says, here, y'all can sign it while you wait.
That they sent a picture of old Godwin in.
Johnny G, baby.
Johnny G.
All right.
Well,
and then.
Thank you.
I have another one, although they didn't put their name.
Sleep deprived.
Well, Trent. I'm going to go with Trent because that's what the email's name is. Trent emailed in, said he's been watching Duck Dynasty on the Roku TV. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But he was recently at the DMV, right? And he was listening to our podcast.
Uh-oh.
Then he heard they were getting lippy up there. It wasn't him. Somebody was getting lippy at the DMV.
Uh-oh.
And he looks up, and you want to know the kind of people that get lippy at the DMV? People that wear battle vision glasses.
Oh, no.
Oh, so he's
no.
listening to
it
us.
It changes your attitude.
You're ready to go into battle.
Yeah.
Si, you can't wear them anymore. It'll make you lippy
at
the DMV.
You gotta get rid of them.
But he said,
I don't believe that bull.
He said he got to laugh.
It don't make me lippy.
Because we were making fun of him, and then he looked up, and there's some old boy wearing them in the DMV.
Over under on how many Rebel Flag tattoos that boy had.
Yeah.
Two.
Or if there was a pack of discount sacks. Never mind. I'm kidding.
Some Salem lights. All right, anyway. Allison emails in.
Hey, Allison.
Not the one that I know.
Keep making that pizza and lasagna, girl.
Well, that's great advice for this, Allison. From Bloomington, Indiana. Her boyfriend of 3 years.
We're sorry about Purdue.
And I'm not. Farley Dickinson. But that stinks for you guys, but I'm proud for the Farley.
Got to be a winner, got to be a loser.
Anyway, her boyfriend of 3 years just got engaged.
Congratulations.
Who'd he get engaged to?
Matt and Allison. So congratulations, Matt and Allison. They just wanted some well wishes.
Oh,
wow.
Her name's Allison.
Wow. Good luck.
Congrats, Mallison.
That's it.
Combine them.
Oh, they need a hashtag.
Hashtag Mallison. Yeah, there you go.
Martin says Mallison.
There you go.
Perfect. What's up with that? The hashtags. I didn't do that.
I don't know.
Anyway, do you want to go church or work? Church or work email. Church stuff, work stuff.
Both.
Which one first? We might run out of time.
Work.
I don't know.
Good morning, guys. Tyler from West Michigan here. He's got a question. It's been rattling around in his brain. Does asking for a raise question our faith? We had some rearrange with our company. I absorbed another person's position, plus my current position, no increase in pay. Looking to scripture, Jesus sent the 12 disciples out with nothing, told them they needed nothing. God will provide. True. It is simply a struggle some days to stay content while doing so much. Would love to hear your thoughts.
Ask for a raise.
Absolutely.
I don't think it's...
I like that you found that verse, but there's also a verse in there that says a worker deserves his wages.
I'd go find that one. And I go with that one.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't think there's nothing. You're not questioning if the Lord's, I think he's taking care of you. You got a job.
Yeah.
Hey, had a very similar instance here. Had a couple of our guys last week say, man, you know, we've been here a while. What do you think? And I was like, well, the only reason you haven't till this point is because the whole time you were here, you told me you were leaving. I said, so I've just been waiting on you to leave. I said, if you're telling me you're going to stay, I'll invest more in you. I don't mind investing in our employees, but the whole time, I'm just going to be here 6 months. I'm going to go teach school in Japan. I'm like, well, okay, cool, man. I want you to. That's
so
awesome.
You got a job for six months.
So you got you one here, and you know, now you're saying, well, I ain't going to do that. I'd like to stay here. Perfect. Let's do it. Let's roll. So, you know, I ask for it, man. The absolute worst thing that can happen is them say
no.
No. And then you got a decision to make. Mm-hmm. Do you stay there or do you go somewhere else?
Or start looking for somebody that will pay you. Yeah. And another thing I would say is don't necessarily just ask for a raise. Tell them why you deserve one.
Yeah, exactly.
Say, here's what I provide. I think it's worth more. I hope you guys do too.
Yeah.
Something of that nature.
I don't get offended, you know, as being the general manager here, when somebody asks for a raise because in their mind they've earned it or they think they should. It can't just be time served. Like, you've been here three. That doesn't mean. What are you doing? For, like, are you doing more than what you were doing? If you are, let's do it. Like, let's dance. Let's talk about it.
Let's dance.
And so you've obviously absorbed somebody else's position. You deserve it. In my opinion, I don't know what you're doing. But, like, if that is – if what you outlined is true, you should be compensated. Not double, not yours plus theirs, but, like, time and a half probably. So, whatever. But
yep.
There you go.
Get what you deserve, though. I don't think the Lord's sitting there going, no, you need to make – whatever
he didn't tell you
for the rest of your life.
He didn't tell you to be a doormat either. Nope. So, like, you know, do it.
Yep. And another one?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Subject is extra heavy. I don't know that this is extra heavy. But it's kind of heavy.
That sounds like my
breathing. And I think it's something worth us saying because he's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, PA in the house.
What did you just say?
I said it sounds like my britches. Extra heavy.
Yeah. Heavy whipping cream.
Good gracious. I thought you said Brittany, and I was like, man, I'm going to hurt you.
No. There's one thing that woman ain't. It's heavy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun. I was like, that was a joke for like 6 months ago. Not anymore.
No.
All right. Ben from Pittsburgh. Want to say he's a Christian. Devoted follower of Christ is how he puts it. Tries to love everybody. Why, as of lately, does it seem like the Christian community is its own worst enemy? Christians are so critical of everything that happens with other Christians. He's nailing a good point here.
Ooh,
anytime I read about people in our nation trying to spread the good news and bring people to Christ, they are constantly critiqued or treated as false prophets.
Ooh.
I can't understand why Christians want to live out their lives quietly in the church building one day a week and not spread the good news. If you want to say this, feel free to reword or paraphrase. Thank you and God bless.
My man done quit preaching and got to meddling.
Damn,
now,
look at that heat.
Yeah. Huh.
Well, he's forgetting the first problem here. You're dealing with the human race.
That's a good point.
Okay. And, hey, unfortunately, we speak sometimes and we should think first and not say anything. Okay. Because, hey, for years that has been the problem with so-called religious people.
Still. A problem.
Okay, and it's still a problem.
Ooh-wee.
Okay.
We got
We're all sinful human beings. Okay, so hey, you know, we're all in the same shape. Or you could say we're all in the same boat.
Yep.
Ain't there somewhere in the Bible where Paul says something like, I don't care why they spread it, as long as they spread it?
Yeah, as long as, well, Jesus.
Now I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah. Jesus even said.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus I'm paraphrasing.
Said,
yeah.
Jesus even said,
well, I guess I'll go down there.
Yeah.
Because Jesus had told his apostles, Lord, they're talking, y'all. And he said, wait a minute, hold it. Are they talking about me? And they said, yeah. He said, well, leave them alone then.
Yeah, I don't care if I'm making a profit or not.
Yeah, leave them alone.
Yeah.
So that's why I was saying, hey, if before you say something, you need to really think. You know,
well,
number
you didn't
one,
say, you didn't say it like I say.
Well, no, but I've got a coin. Okay, JD, read this for him.
Yeah, I did not know you had this. Yeah. Is this always in your pocket?
Yeah. Read the back of it, if you would.
It says one day at a time on the front. The back of it says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
So, does it need to be said? If so, don't be afraid to say it. But if it doesn't need to be said, then, hey, shut up and close your mouth.
Keep your mouth shut.
Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, sit down
that's
and shut
line.
Up.
That's the bottom line.
100%.
Yeah, and that's, you know, if I can change it, because I always get with people that are stressed out, okay? and they're stressed out over something, well, here's the question. Can you change it? If the answer to that is no, then, hey, stupid, why are you worrying about it?
That's right. Here's the deal.
Oh, bravo.
Preach, Godwin.
On Sunday morning, somebody gets in a Toyota, somebody gets in a Chevrolet, somebody gets in a Ford, but they all end up at the church building.
Yeah.
And, hey, here's the question. Here's the question. Why are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, are you there to say, you know, the preacher didn't really hold my interest and he didn't do a very good job? Hey, your problem, the problem.
Yeah.
You going there for the wrong reason.
My goodness. Hey, I'm glad you got, we talk a whole hour on that.
That's what you can go down. Yeah, like, but I hope if you've listened to us, you've heard us talk about Jesus.
I would say, and if anything, we're inclusive.
Yeah. And your brothers and your sisters, we want you to go to church. I don't care what the sign says. Go to one.
Yeah. Tear the sign down.
I'm rooting for you.
In fact, close your eyes when you pull in the parking lot.
As long as Jesus is at the forefront, get in there and stumble through it together with them, and we'll stumble it together all in here. But here's the verse I think we were all alluding to earlier. It is in Mark chapter 9, and it's kind of a heavy one. Teacher, said John, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us. Which, getting in trouble by Jesus got to be the worst. Do not stop him, Jesus said, for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward. I don't know where you go to church. As far as I think the men and women in here are concerned.
I don't care.
We're all Team Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it. Praise God.
Who do you run with?
If you say Jesus, you're running with us.
You're my brother or sister. If you say, I run with the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
I'm slow so you can keep up.
That's it.
Yep.
There you go.
You're pretty fast. You're pretty fast. I've seen you run.
Not no more. Not no more. There's too many butterfly cakes dipped in W sauce. But we'll see y'all next time right here in the Duck Call Room. We're out.
Bye.